Okay, let's hear more now about the two associates of President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who were arrested last night on campaign finance charges. Prosecutors from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan say the men funneled foreign money into Republican campaign committees in order to win influence. Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman are both Soviet-born businessmen who are now American citizens living in Florida. After the charges were announced, House lawmakers subpoenaed both of them as part of their impeachment inquiry. Joining us now is NPR Justice Correspondent Ryan Lucas. Hi, Ryan.
Hi there.
And there are a lot of details to parse out here. What do we know, first of all, about these two men and what they're accused of?
So Lev Parnas is a Ukrainian-born businessman. One of his business partners is Igor Fruman. He is born in Belarus. Both, as you said, are now American citizens. They are based in Florida. They came to the attention of the broader world, I would say, at least the American media, because of their work with the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, to help dig up dirt on former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter, related to Hunter's work for a Ukrainian gas company. Now, Parnas has told NPR that he spent a lot of time working as basically a sort of fixer for Giuliani, setting up meetings with current and former Ukrainian officials, including prosecutors and two prosecutors who have been really at the heart of some of the allegations against Biden.
But as far as you can tell, are these charges related to that work that these men were doing in the Ukraine? Because we're seeing now that the political donations in question were made to benefit foreign interests. We're talking about campaign money.
So here's the it's worth breaking down here. There are four counts in this 21-page indictment. So Parnas and Fruman face two counts of conspiracy, one count of false statements to the Federal Election Commission, and then one count of falsification of records. And as you said, there is a lot in this indictment. There is a Ukrainian link here, other than the fact that both of these men have Eastern European roots. And that link is that essentially the indictment says that they worked to gain access to a then congressman, a sitting congressman who is only referred to as Congressman One in the indictment, and tried to get that congressman to push for the then U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, to be removed from her post. And the indictment says that Parnas and Fruman were pushing for this in collaboration with at least one Ukrainian official. Now, that is the Ukrainian tie-in. And, of course, we do know that Yovanovitch was removed from her post. She was removed in the spring, and she has been the target of a fair amount of ire from both Rudy Giuliani and, more recently, President Trump himself.
Prosecutors are also alleging that some of this money was intended for a political action committee connected with President Trump or to President Trump.
That's right. There is a $325,000 donation that a company called Global Energy Producers, it was an LLC that Fruman and Parnas set up shortly before making the donation, actually. And what the indictment alleges is that essentially they were straw donors. This was not their own money that they were specifically putting in here, but it was money from someplace else, and they were just kind of a funnel for it. And it was money that was sent to a pro-Trump super PAC. And the problem here is that they were essentially, according to the indictment, working as straw donors. That was the problem with that donation.
Well, here is yet another story about foreign influence in politics surrounding people in President Trump's inner circle. I mean, what do you think? Will this news be something that President Trump's going to have to answer for?
I don't know if he'll have to answer for it. This is something that does tie back into Rudy Giuliani in the sense that he has worked with these two individuals, Parnas and Fruman. I reached out to Giuliani today. He declined to comment. But this does kind of get swept up into the whole broader conversation right now about foreign influence, as you mentioned, and particularly with this Ukrainian link here. I think that this is going to draw greater scrutiny from media as well as Congress. And we have already seen, as you mentioned at the top, that the House committees that are leading this impeachment inquiry into President Trump have subpoenaed today both Parnas and Fruman for documents related to their efforts in Ukraine. And again, the stuff in this indictment does not directly relate to their efforts with Giuliani, but it's certainly going to draw a lot of scrutiny.
Ryan Lucas, NPR Justice Correspondent. Thanks so much.
Thank you.